Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just bless you. We love you. We adore you. We lean Psalms chapter 116 today. And if you look with me at verse number 7, the Bible says to us, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee." Praise God. Well, let's read some of the scripture. It says, beginning at verse number 1, it says, "I love the Lord, because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ears unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. I called, then called I upon the name of the Lord. I called upon the Lord all night long." Yeah. Glory be to God. "O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from failing. I will walk therefore before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted, and I said in haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the court of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord." Glory be to God. You know, it comes a time in our lives when we begin to realize just who God is and how wonderful he is to us. And this psalmist, and this psalm has realized just how wonderful God has been to him. Undoubtedly, he's been down to the point of death. It was really bad, really tough on him. Which verse I'm going to look at here? Precious, number 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He know that the Lord cares about his people, that the Lord will take care of his people. And even when he was down and low and he was about to the point of the death, he still said, "Even if I die, precious am I." Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus in the sight of the Lord. You know, he's going here, and he's beginning to realize. He says, "You preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and you helped me." Glory be to God. You know, sometimes you're down at a low point in life. Things don't seem to be working out just the way you want them to work out. They just don't seem to be working for you. Somebody might look around in St. Luke and say, "It ain't working in here this morning." You feel like I'm at a low point. Glory be to God. When I mention things like we had a money problem. I want you to know something. You're not the only one that have a money difficulty these days. There are people who got, when they're going back to their jobs, well, they've gotten these jobs that are temp jobs, and they don't pay as much as the other jobs, so they still don't have as much money. So you're not the only one that might have some difficulty as far as money is concerned. So you say, well, I've been brought low. I've been up high, now I'm brought low. I might have to drive a smaller car. I might have to cut down on some of the things that I used to have it around. So I've been brought down some from the level that I've been before. But I want you to know this psalmist says, when I was brought low, glory be to God. When I was brought low, the Lord helped me. In verse number 6. He says, now, since the Lord helped me, return unto thy rest, O my soul. Yeah. You know, you got to realize that your rest is in the Lord. When things all around you get tough, when things around you don't work the way you want them to work, you got to remember, glory be to God, that your rest is in the Lord. So he says, so you better wake up here this morning and listen to what God has done all along, and he's still doing, that God is still blessed. He said, my soul return unto the Lord, for the Lord is one who blessed. Glory be to God. The Lord is the one who heard my voice. He heard me when I cried out. Some might say, oh, he's just saying, I love the Lord because he heard his voice and gave him what he wants. No, he heard the Lord because something happened when he heard the Lord. Something wonderful and great happened to him when he heard the Lord. I want to read a little story for you. Glory be to God. This is from a boss. It came from my boss's boss. She said to me that she knew I could appreciate this. This is one of the doctors that work in the company. He was in a bad accident, and this is what he wrote after the accident. He says, "My dear Martech," that's where I work, "my dear Martech friends and colleagues, I am forever grateful for the care, compassion, and outpouring of such love, which are beyond my mortal words to express. My eyes moisten and my body shivers with the inordinate debt of gratitude. I was discharged from the hospital yesterday, and I am back home now. This was a life-changing event which happened in an instant. Felt like millions of volts jolt and of a big bang proportion. He said, when I was gasping my last breath, I felt my life was over. My survival after this horrific accident is beyond miraculous and remains at the outer limits of science and reason." Glory be to God. Hallelujah! The scientists don't know it all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says, on beyond science and reason, now I know all the angels that have not been taken up residency in heaven. Many guardian angels are among us. Fellow travelers who stopped by and have done heroic for the stranger in need, they never knew with words of hope, devising ingenious means to extract me from the mangled mess. Some offering instructions on how to move my pressed legs. Some holding my head straight. Some called in paramedics and air rescue. One even forcing his head through the window to push the passenger seat back. Fair weather and proximity to Denver that made air rescue possible in time. Top-notch hospital with a talented trauma team of half dozen doctors with excellent support staff. Most importantly, your care, kindness, generous prayers, and healing words of encouragement, plus support from my loving wife and kids. Life is a precious gift indeed. yesterday when I came out of the hospital after 8 days in ICU, 2 days in the recovery, where all I could see is four IV bags, monitoring machines. The first breath of fresh air felt so good. He undoubtedly was on a respirator. The grass looked greener. The skies bluer. And everything around me was vibrant with full of meaning and a sense of awe and wonder. Glory be to God. That's how we ought to look around every day. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Glory be to God. He says, when my frail body was in a mess in ICU, I felt everybody in the planet was far more valuable. God, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, when you got in a tough time and you need the help, everybody's valuable to you. Glory be to God. God's answer to faithful Job in the end is far more enlightening. Glory be to God. When God said, well done, my good and faithful servant. He said, where was I when he crafted me in the mother's womb? He said, God answers to faithful Job in the end is far more enlightening. Where was I when he crafted me in my mother's womb, which with such extraordinary body and brains, besides laying the foundation of the universe, have I appreciated enough all the undeserving gifts and millions of mysteries that surround me? My sincere wish to you all is this: please buckle up and stay safe. It is not only your family, friends, and colleagues that depend on you, but hundreds of others in the background you may not be aware, who are linked through invisible lines of connections to your life and your well-being. Kiss your wife, hug your kids and do something beautiful today. Do not wait. This is the Lord's, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. May God bless you all. Looking forward to meeting and greeting you soon. Lovingly, Dutt. That's what they call him, Dutt. He's Dr. Dutt. So, you see what happened there is, it's kind of like the psalmist here. He was down. He was way down. And he at this point, you really can appreciate God. You really can appreciate who he is and what he's done for you. Now, what happened in this psalmist here, if you go down to the next part of this the psalmist says in verse number 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? That is rendering to the Lord through that email. For all his benefits that the Lord did for him in saving him. It matters that you know that somebody who has this doctor of chemistry, and I don't know how many he has, probably more than one, but he still can believe that there is a God, and that God is real, and that God is at work, that God has angels, that God was when God talked to Job and said, Job, where were you? When I did all this, he said it was beyond science and reason what happened. Glory be to God. He realized that there's a greater than anything that walks this earth, greater than any brilliance that we might have in our head. There's a God, and he's saying it. He's saying it in this for all who will listen. That's what he's saying. He's saying God is real. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the psalmist said, what can I do then? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? He says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord God, I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you for going to the cross. I accept you as my Lord and say, I'm willing to follow you. I'm taking that cup. I'm going to drink up the cup. I'm coming down to take communion. Let everybody know I'm with you. Glory be to God. I'm standing with you. I trust in you. I believe in you. Glory be to God. I call upon the name. He said, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. Well, Terrence got up and he said, I call on the Lord all night long. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm a glory be to God. He said, I call on him. Hallelujah. He says, now Dutch in this email is calling on the Lord. See, sometimes it ain't always doing from the pulpit. He's calling on the Lord and acknowledging that he's calling on the Lord before others. It's his colleagues. All these people that he didn't know he'd be preaching in St. Luke down here in Florence County this day. Glory be to God. By something he sent out in the email, you don't know how many lives you touch by what you do. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Goes on and says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. Lots of times when we are down and we are out, we make these promises to God. Well, Lord God, if you just teach me to play the music, I'll play it for you all my days. And then you try to play some other kind of music and you get in trouble. If you make a vow to the Lord, you stick to that vow to the Lord. You say, Lord, I'm going to sing for you, then you sing for the Lord. If somebody been praying for you that God will bless your voice so that you can do it, you better do it for God. Glory be to God, because God blessed the voice. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He goes on and says, pay your vow. He said, I'm going to pay it now in the presence of all his people. Oh, no. How you going to pay your vows in the presence of all the people? Whatever you're doing, you're doing it in secret. You're going to do it right there. So when I start to praise him, hallelujah, I don't care who hears me. It's all right. I can praise him out loud. I'm going to pay my, Lord God, I'm going to acknowledge you wherever I go. So he was doing it out loud in an email. You see, because you don't tell all those people in your company and stuff like that. Glory be to God. But when you start to share things, and so one person there in there dealing with the other, they get closer and closer to those person. They begin to, so they'll start to share things with those person, a little bit at a time, to bring them around. Glory be to God, to get them to see the ways of God and how wonderful God is. So he says, I'll pay my vow. He says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He said he realized that God cares about his people. He said they're precious to him. They're always precious to him. Even in death, they're still precious to him. Even when they're on the dying bed, they're precious to the Lord. The Lord cares enough. He said, the Lord cares so much for me. He said, he preserved me. He raised me up when I was down in my lowest. Glory be to God. Says, oh Lord, truly I am thy servant. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not faking anymore, Lord. I'm not doing this church business anymore. I'm not coming to church and act like it and then go out and act like something else. I'm not going to be a Christian with the Christian and the devil with the devil. He said, I'm going to do it like I'm going to be the same Christian when I'm at church, when I'm at home, and when I'm at work, and when I'm at school. I'm going to be Christian wherever I am. Glory be to God. I'm going to lift up you. I'm going to pay my vows to you. I promise you that I'll serve you forever, and so forever I'm going to serve you. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Goes on and say, I'm your servant, I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. Look, when you get set free from something, hallelujah, you are happy to be set free. I know this fellow right now, he said, I will never try drinking again. But he gets stuck, but he said, I got set free from that stuff. He said, I'll never do it again. Then he come back. He went to somebody wedding reception. He came back. You be proud of me. I said, why? I ain't drink nothing. Them people around there, they all drunk up. He said, did I act like that when I was drinking? He said, oh my Lord. Glory be to God. So he says here. He says, thou hast loosed me from my bond. He knows what it's like to be set free from that stuff. You don't realize how things have a hold on to you until you get set free. Glory be to God. Oh, it says, I will offer thee sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now, you know, in the New Testament, you know, it's the lambs of our lips. And even in the Old Testament, it says, give him the lambs of your lips. He says, you got to offer up that praise. Hallelujah. You got to say, thank you, Lord. Praise your Father. You wonderful. I love you. I think you're great. Glory be to God. Ain't none lack you, Lord. So you can even do it in a song. Ain't none lack you. Glory be to God. That's why that song was going on so this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, you awesome. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're awesome. Because what they're doing is they're saying, God, you're special. That's good. God, we're praising you. God, we're lifting you up. God, you're awesome. God, there's nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise you. We bless you. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. And he said again. You know, when something is repeated in the word, you need to watch it. Hallelujah. He says again, I will pay my vow. I will pay my vow on the promise that I made to you when I was down. The promise that I made to you when I wanted this thing very much. The promise that I made to you, he said, I'm going to pay my vow. I'm going to do what I promised I would do. Glory be to God. I'm going to walk work for you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to speak for you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. And it says here, you know how he said, I will do this. Where does he say I will do this? He said, I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Glory be to God. I will do it before the crowd. Hallelujah. In the courts of the Lord's house. Hallelujah. When I get together with the saints, I'll do it there. Glory be. Let the saints know that I trust and believe him in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Wherever I am, I want you to know you don't make me nervous anymore. Because I'm returning to my rest that's in the Lord. My joy and my peace is in the Lord. I'm returning to my rest. So when the job say, you can't be there anymore, I'm returning to my rest. My rest is in the Lord. God, you got me this one, and God, you'll get me another one. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. When I'm down to my last, hallelujah, I might do like Murray did. I think his name is Andrew Murray. He said he prayed it in. Glory be to God. He prayed if it took him all night long. He prayed till it show up. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. He prayed till it short, and he wasn't just praying for himself. He was praying for an orphanage because he had all these children he was taking care of, and it was doing times when people were poor, and he needed stuff for the children. He would just pray, glory be to God, because he didn't have the money. He couldn't provide for all of them. He was just praying somehow every time, right at the right time. There was one time he told the children, just go and sit to the table. The Lord will provide. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He said, I call on the Lord. I rest in the Lord. I praise the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And they sat down on that at that table, and guess what? Somebody come knocking at the door. There was a restaurant, and they had much more food than they needed. And they took it and said, maybe y'all can use it here. And the children had great dinner that day. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because it came from the Lord. I will rest in the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So the Lord's advising us today, return unto your rest. Your rest is in the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now it's time to pray. Oh, nothing like a good rest. I saw this young man, he said he couldn't sleep at night. And we got him the tape of the Bible. He said, man, I don't have no problem sleeping now. I turn that thing on and I lay down on that bed and I hear it for a while. I go off to sleep and I don't wake up. He said, I just have nightmares, bad dreams. His head bothered me all the time. He said, not now. Glory be to God. Not now when the Lord comes in the room. Not now when his presence through his word being spoken there, right? You can say the word being spoken over him because it's right there in the room. I'm going to tell you something. That fellow who made that CD or the fellow who made that little iPod didn't know at the time he was making it how he was going to influence somebody to trust and believe in Jesus Christ. You never know who you're touching by the things you do. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. I will rest. I will rest. I return unto thy rest. Return to thy rest, O my soul. Glory be to God. My rest is in the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Now let's come. All who want to pray about whoever you want to pray about, whatever things you want to put before him, oh, he's so good, and he's so willing and so ready to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you can't get up and you want to raise your hand and say, pray for me, let's do that. We'll do that too. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you. We thank you for all your goodness. We thank you for all your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. Thank you and praise you, Lord God, right now. Lord God, we're not ashamed. We lack dirt. We're not ashamed to acknowledge you even before the congregation. Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank and praise you today. We want them all to know we're looking to you. Hallelujah. Oh, and when we look to you, Lord God, we know that you know how to bless above anything that around us, anything that might try to stand in the way, Lord God, that you able to overcome, Lord God, you call us to cross the mountain, Lord God, and come to the blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. You get us through the deepest and lowest valleys, Lord God. Nothing can stop us, Lord, not even an ocean, Lord God, that will stop us, Lord God. Hallelujah. But, Lord God, you make a way. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, nobody knows things about us like you know, Lord God, and that you know how to bless and how to move on our behalf. You know all those little intricate details that cause our problems. You know what goes on in our bodies, Lord God, that needs to be changed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, our Father, in the name of Jesus. In that body, Lord God, some things need to be changed so it can function properly. Father, in the name of Jesus, so it can be properly, just the way you want it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you to do that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to be a blessing to others. Because you're blessing us, Lord God, right now with the things that we need, the things that we asked about this morning. Lord God, you're doing it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Even your very presence, just the anointing, Lord God, just when we feel your presence, Lord God, we know that you're doing it for us. You're working it out right now, in Jesus' mighty name. We just praise you and we bless you for it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We worship you. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We not ashamed in your house, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord God, for the ones who come and trust on you today. We believe you died. We believe you rose again. We accept that blood shed for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, we come into your rest. Hallelujah. If you've been away, we return into your rest. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we bless you forever. We worship Arasante de Kinchiketakamba Sokurebidishankarabidinge Gurabada Satana Moshikoi Sandangara Mofibidishamba. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we praise you. We bless you forever. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.